This is Laughs and Littles, a conversation about friendship and faith in the midst of motherhood. Life with littles is better when we do it together, so grab a little laundry and join us for some laughs.
Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will, all I have and call my own. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Take only, everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen.
Today we're talking about my weekend silent retreat, catching up, and a summary of the sleep book, How to Sleep Well Every Night by Guy Meadows, who's the founder of the Sleep School.
How was your retreat?
My retreat was so good. You would have loved it. I loved it too. It was so good. I had a lot of like apprehension of whatever, like leading up to it, but really like the day before, I was like, I'm so excited. Everything about it was so great. And like leaving everyone, I didn't feel guilty about it all. And I didn't have like a, okay, it takes me a day to stop thinking about them or worrying. I was just like, I'm gone. It was also, Alex and I were talking about it like a night or two before we left. Cause I typed him out like a one page summary of just like the things, everything going on. Like, here's a list of the morning routine. Here's a list of the cozy time routine. Bedtime routine, blah, blah, blah. And like he knows a lot of these things. He doesn't know anything about the mornings because he's not here in the morning. So that was all new for him. And he just received that so well. He was like, thank you so much for making this list for me, which was such a great attitude because, of course, I never want to like make him feel like he's a babysitter. Like I would hand a babysitter a list, but he's just so receptive to it. He's like, yeah, no, this is like great. Like I need this. And of course, like he's going to do some things differently. And like on Monday, Cecilia told me that she goes, he let us do cozy time outside one of the days. And I said, oh, okay. And I mentioned to him, which is like, fine, whatever, right? Who cares? He was like, yeah, I instantly regretted it. And I paid for it. And then I paid for it the next day because then they complained about it. I was like, yeah. But that's kind of the beauty of him like being with them like all weekend is like he gets to see it all. Anyway, he was great. They were great. Didn't worry. Ironically enough, so it was a silent retreat, right? Which like you can say like,
well, tell me. Yeah. So it was a silent retreat. Did it have a theme too? I don't know. Like I didn't even know if it was going to be silent.
Yeah. No theme. You know, a lot of it is just like, what's the gospel of today? Mm. And the priest like reading that and meditating on that. And there were, so basically like the schedule, it's like lots of things, boom, 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 of like a talk given by a priest or a talk given by a layperson, adoration, everyone doing like a prayer together, like the Angelus or the Rosary or benediction or examination of conscience. But like in between all those things, there's like 20 minutes of free time, 30 minutes of free time, an hour and a half of free time where you're like expected to like go pray, go walk around. And of course, you don't have to go to everything. So two of the like later evening things, I just like went to bed. I went to bed super early and that was great. I took morning naps both days. So like I definitely like still did my own thing, but I feel like I attended 90% of the things. You know, I wasn't trying to just shirk out on it.
Did you go with
anyone?
It
was wonderful though. Mm-hmm. I went with one lady who I'd never met, who's from my area, and then a good friend here, Hoon. So the three of us, yeah. Couple together. And that was super fun to have people to chat with. Cause like, even like when we arrived, the tone was like quiet, like whispering. Mm-hmm. And then they did do like, it was like 35 women. She did spend like four or five minutes where she was like, everyone can go around and introduce themselves. But people did it really well. They were like very quick. They did not give their life story. And it was great. But even at like meal times, like you sit down for meals and they play like music or they play like a Catholic podcast. And that was so great because I'm like, first of all, okay, the food was really hard for me, just the schedule of it, because it was like breakfast at 9, 1 p.m. and then 6 p.m., whoa, which is polar opposite to my schedule. So I went into like two meals. I am about to throw up. I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry. And there's like snacks in between things. I think it was just like sweets and stuff. And so I didn't partake in any of that. There's like fruit. So I was like, you know, always like every meal there was fruit, I'd be like taking an apple or a pear, like for my middle of the day snack time. Anyway, my eating schedule is just so polar opposite. So that was like a little sacrifice to give. But it was great food. Yeah, but okay, but it's like sitting at table with like six other women. I was just like, thank God we're not talking. Cause like
I'm just here for the food.
I don't, well, and just like, I don't need to make chit chat. Like, I don't really want to know who you are.
Yeah.
Like, you probably don't really want to know who I am. Like, I've got this time. And every time you have a conversation with someone or say something, like, your brain later has to like digest that and work through it and like delete it or put it
Oh,
somewhere.
I love silent meals. Love
It's
silent
so.
meals. Yeah, this is like that's the last retreat I went on was, I still remember that. It was like such a gift. Like, here's this food someone made for me. I am just sitting quietly eating it, not expecting anyone to talk to me, not having to talk to anyone. What a gift.
We did silent dinner tonight and listened to part of the new Saints Live podcast on Saint Gianna. But our silent dinner was because nobody was happy. And I was like, shh, we're just gonna listen to this while we eat. Oh, and it was great. It was beautiful. The last lunch, because it's like Friday afternoon to Sunday afternoon. So the Sunday afternoon lunch, they were like, everyone can talk now. So there was like some talking, some meeting people, and it was like nice and fine. But it was like very easy for me to keep the silence. I was like not at all tempted to talk, which surprising because I talk a lot, but it was so great. And you just, you know, you just, I was like startled by people three times. Because you're so, when you're silent, you're so in the zone. You're so in your own thoughts. Like my friend who I carpooled with at one point, like came up, put her hand behind me. We're all kind of like waiting for lunch. And I like freaked out. Yeah.
Choked.
Like, well, you know, like I thought I was somewhere else. I thought she was someone else. I totally was lost in another world. So I found myself getting lost in my own thoughts quite often in a very deep way, which is so cool, which you don't experience unless there is silence. So that was really great. It's like on these grounds where there's this like huge pond and like trees kind of like all around it. And it had just like the most beautiful reflection. And yeah, I walked a lot by myself. And it was like kind of like down the road from this lake. So I like left the grounds a few times and just like went sat by this lake. And it was beautiful. And yeah, it was just really nice. It was so much easier. So like, you know, Alex went on his silent retreat at the same place the weekend before, and I had the hardest time sleeping without him. So sad for me to like not have him in bed with us. Like it was super hard. And but like being there, it wasn't hard. It was just like, I'm here, I'm going to bed. So it was like a totally different. I'm glad that was not a struggle because 2 weekends of bad sleep would not be good. So codependent on having him sleep here, and I'm so grateful that he doesn't like travel for work. I'm sure if he did, we'd figure it out. But we love going to sleep together, and we go to bed together, and we say our prayers together, and we're just like so used to. But they started the retreat, just such a profound like introduction. She was like, or we don't follow God for like a list of virtues or like a way of living that's like more productive and more like neuroscientific. Or just like this like way of living that's more eco-friendly. Like we give everything up for a person, for God. Like we're here for God. And so like everything was very much centered. Like I like you asked, was it centered on a theme? Like no, because it's all just about like
Making space for you to encounter God.
Yeah.
That's great.
One talk that stuck out to me was about prayer. Reminding us all that there's like all these different ways to pray, right? Like there's like doing spiritual reading and then like, you know, having a little chunk and meditating on that and talking to God about that. There's just like sitting down, telling him about your day, telling him what you're thinking about. There's like petitioning him for things. There's making exaltations and praise to him, which it was like very much so like the petitions often gets moved to the top, but like we often need to like focus on exalting him. And she was like, think about like the glory be prayer. Like we so often kind of breeze past that, but she's like, that is like an amazingly beautiful prayer that exalts God and his name, like sitting with God in silence. And then very much like one of the phrases often used in the examinations of conscience is throughout the day, do I acknowledge that I am in the presence of God? So, you know, it's not like a am I sinning examination of conscience. Some of them are sins, but some of them are just like examine how you're doing in your relationship with God and like are you turning to him? And so often the advice given is like have little like markers in your day. You know, every time I walk into this room or something, like I will remember like I'm in the presence of God, like he's here with me. I'm his daughter. Something that you see in your house that reminds you. So that was really beautiful just to like think about, am I doing that? What are my markers? And she was like, contemplative prayer is like really, you know, we aim to do that all throughout the day of like constantly just having him in our heart and in our mind. And that was like so much easier. Obviously, our life is not a retreat, but like when your life is a retreat for that weekend, it's so much easier to just have God in your mind all weekend. And like he's just there. And it is like a different experience. So I think getting a good solid taste of it is like so vital because I wouldn't, you know, I like recognize it better and can like bring that into my more daily life now. So it's great. And of course, my spiritual director is like, don't make 100 resolutions, you know, don't come back trying to change it, you know, just like one or two things. And my biggest like resolution that I really needed to like tighten up are my like prayer contingencies of like if I miss my morning prayer, oftentimes it's just like, oh, like I missed it. That's, you know, really like writing down and making notes of like what my morning schedule is and when I want to pray, which is right before the boys wake up. But if I miss that, then being like, okay, then I'm gonna do that larger, that's my largest chunk of the day of prayer time. I'm gonna do that like during my cozy time. Because my cozy time prayer is like just a few minutes. And then I'll either pray the rosary then or I'll have done like a rosary walk in the morning. But anyway, so like really being like, no, okay, if I miss it in the morning, like that's okay. Like not all is lost. I just need to like commit to doing it like in the afternoon, and that's all right. So, but yeah, you would love it.
Yeah.
You would go like twice a year.
I know. Well, they just feed you for so long. I feel like, well, Joseph's 10 months now. And I was like, this is my favorite baby age. Like now for the next 6 months. And it's moving into like, you're going to be a toddler soon. And I will wean you. And I'll be more free to do retreats and things like that.
There were also like five babies there. It was funny because obviously, like I said, Alex just went on the same retreat. I was like, I feel like the women's is probably so different because there is chattering and there are babies. He was like, oh yeah. Like, no, there's no babies at his
No.
retreat. Like, there's never gonna be like, and like, yeah, that's so great. It's just different and funny. And then I got back on Dominic's birthday.
Yeah, any reflections on turning one?
No.
You made it a year.
Yeah. feels about the same. I think maybe when he starts walking, which I think will be soon, he will like transform into like a more of a different person. You know, you just like you become a toddler then all of a sudden and like the world opens up in such a bigger way. While I was there too, I also like spent some time thinking about like our routines and our roles, and I wrote some like nothing like brand new, right? Just things that like, ugh, like this is often a problem. And like we need to have this rule like written down, typed out the rules for the girls, some more rules for Paul of just like this is what needs to happen. And I've been thinking a lot. I talked to you about it, that Thoughtful Home talk that I went to a while back, about like the dinners and stuff, which was great on the dinner side, but what I think is like the absolute best thing that she said from that I just like have been thinking a lot about the last few weeks is just like, gosh, as mothers, right? Like we have to think about and contemplate and plan for like the physical, emotional, spiritual well-being of our kids, academic, catechetical training, like all these things. We have to keep track of our kids, and then on top of it, we have to keep track of like their clothes and their shoes, and like the seasons change. It's so much to keep track of. Sometimes things just like hit us, and we just have to like deal with it as it comes. But obviously, like the better way to do it is to like notice things before they're happening, or notice like this kid is, this is starting to be a problem. Like, what do I need to do with this? And so it gave me time to like think about each of my kids and think about that. But no, nothing new with Dominic. Dominic's just like, yep, you're here, your baby. I was thinking about his sleep a lot last week, so that tired me out of like, is this the right schedule for you?
How is it going dropping that? I was kind of surprised. I was thinking about it. I was like, I bet Annie's not still doing that. Like, is she still doing that?
I don't know. I don't have any like super clear. I think for us, this is just going to be a little bit of a tricky next like 2 months, because like the schedule that we have for him, has to work because of school and pickup and kids. So like everything is just like adjusted because of that. But I think in like 3 months, I'll be able to like consolidate his nap to just one in the middle. Going to bed will be a little easier. Anyway, it's been going better. I'm like trying to balance like keeping an eye on it, being sensitive to it, like doing what's like age appropriate for him, and also like not worrying about things and not getting into like a whole rabbit hole and reminding myself. And I think this about like with all my kids' sleep, which is irrelevant to this, well, kind of relevant to the sleep book that I read, but the sleep book is about adults. But majority of the time, they're all going to bed fine. They're all sleeping fine. I very much have the tendency of like, oh, this thing happened, or this kid's having a hard time falling asleep. Like, oh my gosh, like, did their whole thing need to, like, I need to redo everything. It's like, okay, no, like, sometimes. But one problem that I was thinking about on the retreat that we've been having is with, Paul, the boys share a room. Paul can read in his bed before going to sleep, of course, and can go to sleep a little bit later, but he just has not been doing a great job using his like reading light under the blanket. Like he just like can't quite figure out how to like prop up the blanket and blah blah blah. And so while I was there, I was like, well, I need to buy him a blackout tent to go in his top bunk. And so like I found a good one, and that should come tomorrow, so we're very excited. I'm just like, yeah, like he deserves that. He needs that. And like he's six. He doesn't know to ask for that. He doesn't know. So, yeah, thinking about all those things so much. And then today, Clara told me she needs new sandals because hers are not wide enough now. So
Not
she
wide
has
enough
these
now.
really, well, okay. So Alex is like, she's gotten spoiled because we are definitely like, well, Alex has made me this way. Passionate that like kids deserve really good shoes. Like their feet are being formed. They need shoes that have like good support and are wide enough.
Oh, I thought you said white enough.
Oh,
Like
no.
they've gotten dirty and
Dirty.
are not pristinely white.
Princess. Yeah, no, wide. So her tennis shoes are
Wide.
white, so
Okay,
she wants
okay.
a wide. Yeah. So anyway, we found those. And but of course she wants the ones that are like the prettiest. And I'm like, you can't have it both ways. Joseph, though, he is a loud baby.
He's very loud, baby. Yeah, especially when he's in the high chair, like squawking for more food.
Dominic's loud too, and like he's not, I wouldn't say he's like, oh, he's such an easy baby. Like, no, he's an average, but yeah, Joseph seems like he's taking it up a notch on him.
Sleep, though, knock on wood, I'm very happy with.
Oh,
And I
good.
think that's partly why I like this age, is I'm like, ooh, all of that is behind me. Like, we're like solidly past sleep training. We are sleeping through the night, and it's like well enough behind that I've like, I don't know. It's just like, yeah, this is my life again. Like I get uninterrupted, just like, oh, I can enjoy this baby more. So that's a blessing at least.
When he's 11 months,
10.
how are you feeling about breastfeeding? Are you like,
Oh, I don't, yeah, I haven't, I mean, again, because we're still like waiting and I don't know what my summer look. I haven't really thought about that because I don't have like a definite, I'm going away for 2 nights, so I'll need to wean at this
Yeah.
point. And
Oh,
that's usually my like kind of tipping thing of like, okay, I gotta like plan for
sure.
this. Don't have that. So no, I haven't really thought about it at all. And I'm still enjoying
Yeah.
breastfeeding and still going well.
Yeah,
So,
great.
yeah. Though he is, there's been a couple times where like I've nursed him during mass to kind of like try to make him quiet and he's bit me. And so now I'm like, really, like gun shy about it. Ah, those two little teeth. Still only has two, but
yeah,
so sharp.
Oh gosh. Yeah, Dominic has seven now.
Seven, wow.
I know. He is my quickest teeth getter.
Oh, Zaylee finally had grown up, like adult teeth come in, but it's the same thing that happened with Avenge where it's like the shark teeth behind the front bottom. Uh-huh. And they don't look like they're moving at all. They're just like baby teeth solidly there and grown up teeth are just right there. So
how is Avenge liking the Harry Potter book?
She finished it in 24 hours.
No.
And we took, like, she didn't read through the night. It was just like.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So she's on her second read through it.
Oh
at a
my
slower
gosh.
Pace now.
Yeah.
So yeah, loving it. She's loving it. So no, it's fun. It's fun talking to her about it. And I wanted to get a copy and reread it with her. The friends I asked, it wasn't at the library, and the friends I asked didn't have it. So I'm like taking it. When I take it from her at night, I'm like slowly reading it.
Yeah. How are you? How are you so peaceful about not hearing if you guys are going to move this summer or not?
I think it's just like so ridiculously out of my control and it's been so long that I'm just like.
It's so great. Like, keep that. You're doing so well. Just like, I'm affirming you. Just like, tell us all your secrets. You're just like keeping your peace very well.
Thank you. A spring, man. Spring and the weather warming up and the sun. I was today, I was like, everything would feel way harder if we were still in February weather. Like, spring is a balm.
Yeah, Shayla just gave us a little like kiddie pool, and it's like they've never had so much fun in their whole life to put 2 inches of water in a kiddie pool. It just opens up 1,000 games and activities. It's amazing. But Alex hadn't turned on our water yet for the hoses because, you know, we have to like turn them off here, otherwise the pipes will freeze and stuff. And it's like a big ordeal to turn it on. Like, it took him 20 minutes when he finally did it. Until then, the kids were doing like with friends, like a whole assembly line of like
from the
buckets
sink.
and cups from the sinks, which I thought was like funny and cute. And they were all working together and like it was getting grass and water on lots of things. But like, there's like, it was like, I don't know, this is not a big deal. This is like going to be a somewhat easy cleanup. And they're all like super happy and busy. And, but he was like, Oh, but I was like, well, can you turn it on?
Motivation to turn on the
Yeah.
hose.
Yeah. Which, yeah, anyway, he did the next night. So
the sleep book.
Yes.
Were you reading that before you started not sleeping well because Alex was gone, or did you start reading it?
Oh, yeah. No. Months ago.
Okay.
It was because that optimal work course that I did, he mentioned some of the principles, which I found very interesting. And he mentioned this book. So I've had it in my mind for over a year that I'd like to read this book because I loved the Optimal Work course so much. And so it's just like, that sounds interesting. When I started reading it was when I weaned myself off of the earplugs. Because remember I told you I was like a baby with a pacifier.
Yeah.
So ironically enough, earplug wise, I did wean myself off of them, you know, had very light sleep for like 3-4 nights and then started sleeping deeply and normal again. All good. But Alex has bronchitis right now.
Oh.
And he's coughing so badly.
Oh.
So I have to wear the earplugs again.
Yeah.
Because it's just, you know, and like for him and for me, it's just like what we're doing. Okay. But this sleep book is so fascinating. It's like for insomniacs, which I'm not. Like, I don't have massive sleep problems. So I think this is like, I didn't read it because I was like, oh, I need to fix something. I was just like really interested by the science of it. Concept of it is very much against a lot of other sleep theories. He's very much like good sleepers don't have a 5-step routine for getting into bed. People who sleep well lay down and go to sleep. They like go to sleep about the same time every night, within like 30 minutes, and like getting up in the morning and getting up about the same time, half an hour every morning, is like half of the battle of being able to like sleep well. Like your wind up routine is more important than your like wind down routine. And he gives like his whole thing is that your brain is the thing that controls your sleep. So like your brain can tell your body when to sleep, when to stay asleep. And you know, you're, as we know, like we're constantly cycling in and out of different sleep cycles. So trying to control your sleep is actually the opposite of what we can do, because you're gonna like stress yourself out. You know, I think everyone has been in that point where you're like, oh my gosh, I can't fall asleep. If I don't fall asleep now, then I'm only gonna sleep 6 hours, and then I'm gonna wake up, and then tomorrow's gonna be horrible. And you just like get into that cycle, and then you know, stress out even more. And he's like, insomniacs usually fall asleep like an hour and a half before they have to wake up. Why? It's not because they're like dead tired, exhausted. It's because they've like finally given up control and they're like, this was a bad night's sleep. So he's all about like training your mind to be very like mindful. So like mindfulness is his big thing. Like during the day, teach your brain to be mindful, notice what's going on, doing one task at a time, you know, having that good attention, being just
And
like
then it's like, all
aware.
right, this is the thing I'm doing now. Sleep.
Yeah.
Go to sleep.
And I don't have control over it because it's like it's all gonna be fine. And I might not sleep great tonight. And like that's okay. Like he's also like, don't fret. Like everyone has nights where maybe they don't get as much sleep, or you know, whatever. Because this is not for people who are having kids waking up with babies all the time. Like that's, you have an infant. Okay. This is just like ran like regular adult sleep. But he's like, it's okay to be uncomfortable and experience discomfort. And a lot of the people who come to him, they're like, you know, they're on medication, or I need this pillow to sleep, and I need this pillow, and I need this, and he's like, you know, you have to like get away from all these tip tricks and potions. Like you need to become, you know, like a normal sleeper. That's the best way to sleep. And they're like, but if I don't have that, then I won't sleep. And he's like, embrace that. Like embrace the discomfort. Like people who go on diets or training for something, like embrace that. Like we all know it's going to be discomfort. So it's very much of just like embrace this discomfort, know that it's going to be there, and just acknowledge it. And like if you're laying in bed, he talks about doing like, you know, body scans, but like not attaching emotions to it. Just like, like I feel this on my feet, feel this here. Oh, I'm not sleeping. Oh, my body's warm. How interesting. Which is very much like a meditative thing to just like notice thoughts. So I thought it was super helpful because everyone has times where they wake up in the middle of the night and they're like, why am I up?
Yeah.
So just like, I'm hoping too, it helps me not be so frustrated if I like really need one of those Sunday naps and I don't get it. I'm just like, oh.
That's a different level of zen to let go of the much needed nap.
That you should not nap more than 20 minutes, and like should not nap after two, because like tw more than 20. And he's like, you know, if you're in a state of life, then like you need to do an hour and a half. It's either gonna be like 20 minutes or an hour and a half.
I consider myself a good sleeper. So I'm like, thinking about this of like, what about me makes it, you know, like fitting myself kind of into this picture, just like.
It's been helping me with Clara though, because Clara started to have, just like the timing was perfect. She started to have some of those thoughts that she was verbalizing. I'm so tired, but I can't fall asleep. And I was laying in bed last night for 35 minutes, and she can read the clock, so I know she's actually, and then she was having those. So I'm like teaching her these principles and walking through. So I'm like, oh, this is good tools.
Angeline says stuff like that too, but seems very tired. Seems very tired, but is like, why can't I stay up later? Like the neighbors. Like, okay.
Yeah, that's a whole different.
Yeah.
Oh, what is your laugh of the week?
John's pants are like perpetually falling down his butt. I don't know what's happening. It's like he keeps, oh, I think it's because he picks out his clothes now. So he'll just like go and keeps picking the pair of pants that are 3T, not 2T.
and just like fit him well, except for around the waist, and just are like always. And then he'll be like, "Oh, my pants!" And we're all like, "Yeah, yeah, your pants drowned."
But he's wearing underwear.
No, he was into underwear for like 3 days, and now is back to.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
We hope you have a great week with lots of laughs with your littles.